Hey everybody, and welcome to the first 2024 year-end review for the, not a review, but a year-end of everything that went on the Hair Metal Rules podcast. Mm-hmm. I normally am sitting here by myself, or I have a rock star with me recording, but tonight, you haven't heard from this lady in a long time. She was on one of my first podcast episodes. This is my trusty sidekick. This is Mrs. Erica May.
You know, I know I'm not a rocker, but thank you for having me on your podcast.
I make exceptions for people like you. You know,
thanks.
I try to boost you up and, you know, keep you.
Thanks.
Just keep your spirits lifted. But I'm glad to have you on the podcast. It's always fun having you on here. It's easy when you're on here because I can kind of feed off of you. Put my big old head in here, you know. It's like the side of my head over here, you know.
Yeah, I got my big hair going today.
Well, you know, you've been working on that since about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So.
Well, it's always in a bun because at work.
That's true. I mean, you're not going to a Skid Row concert tonight. You're just sitting here with me talking about.
I guess.
Wow. Gee, thanks. Well, we could be out partying, but we're here partying with you guys.
We are.
That's right.
We're excited.
The very first, this year has been, it's been great for me. I started out, the first podcast went out March 5th. I got my notes over here, so please bear with me. March 15th, 2024. Mm-hmm. And I spent probably a good week typing out everything I wanted to say. And it was a stack of paper about that tall. Mm-hmm. I practiced sitting in front of a, like you told me, I practiced sitting in front of a picture on the wall talking. And, mm-hmm. you know, I put the first podcast out and, you know, some of the friends that I talked to a lot on Instagram say, you know, you sound a lot like Paul Harvey, which is not a bad thing.
No.
You sound more like a commentator. But we like your southern accent and we love, you know, just your passion for the music. But mm-hmm. fast forward a little bit. I think I've got a little bit better at doing podcasts.
You're very good at it.
You know, I still,
I'm kind of your groupie.
How do you know?
You know what groupies do.
hey, this is a family show.
Oh, sorry.
Good night. But anyway, I've gotten a lot better. I still, whenever I'm sitting here on Zoom waiting for somebody to pop up, I still get nervous and I fumble over my words a little bit, but I don't fumble over them as near as bad as I used to.
No,
you know,
you're getting very good.
You know, I've kind of got the Porky Pig stuttering out of me, which that's a good thing.
As a communication major, very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know how a lot of other podcasts are because I don't judge myself on other podcasts. I'm just me doing my podcast, but it is hard to, you know, nail down people to do the podcast. You do a lot of emailing, you do a lot of instant messaging, and I spend a lot of time looking at people on Facebook and looking back at bands that I admired a lot and finding people's names. And, you know, there might be 150 John Smiths on Instagram mm-hmm. that played for whatever band, but you know, it takes a lot of work to, you know, get people to be on the podcast, and a lot of these guys are on the West Coast, so I'm on the East Coast, so you're in the time zones and scheduling and you know, narrowing them down to be able to do it. And then
who was your first interview? I can't remember.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, I couldn't remember who it was.
My first interview,
it was so long ago,
was Justin Saney from the band Cruella de Vil.
I like them.
You like them?
I do.
Well, you know, Justin's got a new album.
Really?
Yeah. And Justin was so nice to come on the show and be my first guest. I know it wasn't the best interview Justin's ever had, but
he's patient.
We had fun. You know, Justin's a very interesting guy. He's lived on the Sunset Strip the majority of his life. His uncle was Larry Flint from the publisher of Penthouse mm-hmm. Magazine, and he's seen a lot of bands and been exposed to this music. But Justin's got some great music. You guys need to look him up on YouTube. Cruella de Vil.
Go back music. And look at your YouTube. Go back and
Go back and watch the very number episode 2 of Hair Metal Rules podcast.
Yeah.
Justin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I was going to mention you a little bit later in the show, but thank you for helping me out and being one of my very actual first guest on the show, and I do appreciate you, brother. Here's to you. I've had so many artists on the show this year, and just to name a few, Sam Spade from the Midnight Devils did the podcast, and they were getting ready to go out on tour in Australia, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah, Australia, that's where all your fans are.
Yeah, I know, right? We're going to get to that a little bit later.
Yes.
I talked to Tommy Ricard from the band Vane. Vane's always been one of my favorite bands. The album No Respect is one of the most underrated hair metal, glam metal albums that come out of the late 80s. Everybody associates Vane with No Respect, but Vane's still putting out great music. And you guys need to catch up with them and listen to some of their other stuff if you haven't. But of course, you always remember Beat the Bullet and Who's Watching You on MTV. Just great music. Jason McMaster from Dangerous Toys did the podcast a couple of months ago. And of course, he does his own podcast as well. You guys need to look him up and support him and listen to his podcast as well. But it was neat, talking to the guy that sang Tease and Pleasing on the Headbangers Ball, back in the late 80s. Randy O from Odin. I never thought I would get a chance to talk to this gentleman. Everybody remembers Odin from, of course, Decline of Western Civilization and him sitting in the hot tub and, I'm going to be a superstar. Well, you know what? A lot of people give him a lot of flack. But, this guy made a name for himself over the years and sold a lot of albums, whether people realize it or not. And he's still making music today. And it was so much fun talking to him. He didn't mind anything we talked about or ask about, but There's great videos of Odin on YouTube. YouTube is so great.
I know.
All these hair metal bands that...
We remember when we first got married and we would just watch all the different old YouTube videos of the 80s?
Yeah, we would look up 80s hair metal videos and watch them for hours and hours. But you know what? It's always fun to go see... To go back in time, which I still live in a time capsule, and I don't care. I'm happy. This,
you know what?
This makes me happy.
And our grandson will come in here and go, wow,
I know,
Papa.
Right? Just looking all around.
Wow, Papa.
But putting on one video after another, a whole 250 video playlist, and you seeing your Motley Crue and Rad and Alice Cooper's Poison, and then you can get real smart. You'll look up underrated hair metal bands, and you'll get some Babylon ADs and some Shark Eyes.
I didn't know any about those until I met you.
Well, see, look what I brought into your life.
You did.
Just.
My daughter, met Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I know. You wanna
at the country club.
At the country club where?
At Devil's Ridge Country Club.
Devil's Ridge in Holly Springs. He came and played around the golf. This
he
has been
did.
What, about 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, she was about, 18 or so?
So the Coop has played golf at Devil's Ridge in Holly Springs, North Carolina.
My daughter about flipped the lid.
But she didn't get to meet him.
No, because she had to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, that's how that was just the
was
gods. The gods were not with her that day.
She was hungry.
I also talked to Michael Oliveri from Leatherwolf. Leatherwolf has always been one of my favorite underrated bands from the 80s. I mean, who didn't love cutting on the Headbangers Ball and watching Hideaway?
I was not allowed to watch that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
That's a whole different story.
I allow you to watch it. So,
it's a whole different
trying
story.
Trying to make it for lost time. Yeah. But anyway, watching Hideaway on Headbangers Ball, Leatherwolf, the Triple Axe Attack. It was neat talking to Michael, because when I talked to him, he was sitting in his backyard. He has a cabana, and he was, his dog was sitting there with him, and he's sitting there drinking a big, tall Modelo Tall Boy, nice. And just the nicest guy. listening to stories that he told about the Sunset Strip days.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Adam Holland from a band called Valentine. They were one of those underrated bands. If you never heard Valentine, you need to look them up and listen to Running on Luck Again.
Mm-hmm.
The whole album is great. Adam Holland is such an awesome guitarist. Talked to Tommy Parris from Britney Fox. You know, he's got a lot of darn cat. He's got a lot of projects going on and his own band and a new album out. And one of the most recent people I talked to was Britt Pinella from Blackboard Jungle. And, you know, he talked about being on the Sunset Strip and not knowing anybody and just sitting on a street corner, and all of a sudden this guy walks up with just big hair, big blonde hair, and walked up to him and asked him, you know, what his name was. And he said, you know, my name's Britt Pinella. And he said, well, my name's Stevie Rochelle from the band Tough. So that's a pretty good friend to make in Hollywood towards the very end of the 80s.
Those men had beautiful hair. I'm jealous.
They did have some...
jealous.
They had some hair, that's for sure.
Now, is it true they had extensions?
I'm sure a lot of them did have hair extensions. I mean, but that's okay, because that was the time and, you know, Hollywood and, you know, you had people making, you know, stage gear for them, and
beautiful hair.
They had some hair extensions, and but that was all part of the
glam.
Well, not all glam, because, you know, I've gotten a lot of trouble on this podcast because I always say hair metal. People don't like hair metal.
Well, hair was big.
That's just the way it is. I call it hair metal, but I like hard rock, glam rock, sleaze rock, you know.
Did you tell them who I like before I met you? Like what I listen to and who I want to meet?
Oh,
y'all are gonna be like, oh, get her off this podcast.
Rick Springfield.
If anybody knows him, I still want to meet him. What? I had his records.
Well, maybe Rick Springfield is a follower of the Hair Metal Rules podcast, and he'll hear this.
You don't know.
He'll get in touch with me. And if and when he does, if he would like to be on the show, hey, Rick, come on down, brother. You can sing Jesse's Girl on the podcast.
Ooh.
There you go. And I met so many people this year in just, let's see, what, 6 months' time? I met so many nice people on here. You know, I just talked about Justin Saney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin, I appreciate you, brother. I wish your new album nothing but success. You know, I want to see you guys on the marquee at the Whiskey. You know, I want to see you guys go out on tour and make all your rock and roll dreams come true, buddy, because you've been playing music for a long time. It's time you got your due, too, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Striegel. Let's talk about Mark Striegel.
The man.
Mark Striegel is one, like, my most favorite Hair Nation host.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Striegel would always be on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go to church and, you know, listen to Mark Striegel on the radio, mm-hmm. on satellite radio. And when we got in the church parking lot, I'd always, you know, hit him up, you know, doing a great job this morning, waiting to go into church, listening to you. And we went to M3 this past year, and fortunately, I told my wife, like, out of all the people here, I really like to meet Mark Striegel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second day, we were standing in line, getting ready to go in. Was it the first day or the second day?
It was the first day.
First day, we were going, waiting in line to go in, and
boom,
this guy walks out, and he's like, hey, I'm Mark Striegel from Hair Metal, from Sirius Satellite Radio. Anybody want to do an interview? I'm like, yep, I do. So needless to say, I sat there and talked to Mark, and I got my 15 minutes of fame.
But you hear it all the time.
Yeah, if you listen to Hair Nation really good when they do the little blips of people, you know, the little montages of people that says, yeah, I like to listen to Hair Nation on my way to church on Sunday morning on the app or whatever.
You go, goes, oh.
So if you ever hear that on there, that's me. But, you know, we sat down and Mark brought me a t-shirt and, mm-hmm. you know, Mark's been on the show a couple of times and I go back and forth with Mark a lot on Instagram and now he's on TikTok and I think it's really neat. Mark does a little blips every day now, you know, my favorite album's the 2024 mm-hmm. and gives you a little bit of rock news because, mm-hmm. you know, he's right up there, you know, where he can get all the good news and report it back to you any way mm-hmm. he possibly can. And you sat and held the phone and recorded it for me.
I did. That's what I do.
And of course, early on in the year, I met a man named Dr. Starr, Randall Starr. I can't get this guy to come on the podcast, and maybe by watching this he will, but you see what she and I are doing here is exactly what you and I would be doing on a podcast. This gentleman was in Beach Balls, and if you've never seen Beach Balls, it's on YouTube, the whole movie. But he has a pretty solid role in this movie.
He needs to make a book.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Exactly. This guy was on the Sunset Strip in the mid 80s,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit before, a little bit after. I mean, he's a character. This man knows so many people, has performed at Grisari's. You know, he's in videos, he's in television shows. He has so many stories to tell. He has music, he's doing everything he can to put out for people to see because, you know, unfortunately, Randall didn't get his big moment in the sun when it come to a record contract. You know, he's putting out some great music and I think now he's going back trying to do everything he can to put his music out there, but Randall, you have nothing to be ashamed of, brother. People want to hear your story. People want to hear about your days on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
How you met all these people. How you were in Rip. First time I ever saw Randall was in an ad in Rip magazine. And it was for Dr. Starr, and I would never have thought 30-some-odd years later he would be one of my good friends.
Yeah,
and I call him a good friend.
People you've talked to that you've seen in these magazines.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
I think that's just great. If only Rick Springfield would do that.
Well, Rick Springfield's just saying his genre music there, boo boo. He just wished he had Jesse's girl, but I don't know if he ever got her or not.
Well, who knows?
Craig Gerber is a gentleman that I talked to and I'm good friends with, and he was a DJ at KNAC, which was like the radio station. You know, back in the day, they propelled a lot of guys into fame with record contracts. But I really enjoyed talking to Craig, and he was nice enough to do the podcast. He's like, "Why do you want me to do your podcast? Nobody knows who I am, but people know what KNAC is."
Mm-hmm.
And Craig even had his own band on the strip, and you know, unfortunately, they were not one of the bands that ever got big or made it big, but he knows what life on the strip is and how hard it was to, you know, sell tickets for people to come to your gigs. And, you know, you got to pay so much to get played. But, Craig, I do appreciate you and thank you for coming on the show. I met a young man. His name is Rudy Riot. He's a young bigwig that lives in Florida that plays with the band Reckless Messiah. Rudy's a character. I don't know if you follow him or not, but you ought to follow him because he's got all kinds of videos around his swimming pool and his room, and you know the guys are making music and cutting songs, and you know they are on Spotify. Look him up, Reckless Messiah. But Rudy, keep doing what you're doing, son. I really hope big things come for you and 2025,
yeah.
And you know, be neat for you guys to get on a, you know, a tour.
Yeah.
You know, somebody on maybe one of these festivals. You know, you guys are playing the 80s sound. So, you know, good luck to you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Anything I can ever do for you, you know, I do my best for you. But
yeah.
Keep pimping, brother, because you're a Florida pimp daddy, that's for sure. And, of course, here lately, I have befriended Amy and Tatia from Rock the Life podcast. Mm-hmm. It was the first podcast that I was ever on
mm-hmm.
as their guest, and they were a guest on my show.
I loved it.
And it was neat seeing yourself up there being in a podcast.
I know, right?
And I thought, I went to Walmart. After it aired, I went to Walmart, and people wanted me to take pictures with them and sign their receipts when they walked out of Walmart. I didn't know what was going on.
I think they were just checking to see what was in your basket.
That's why they took the receipt out of my hand. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
And this one here, she knows everything.
Bringing them down a notch.
She knows everything. But anyway, their podcast is very unique because, you know, if you've got an experience meeting a famous person or a rock concert experience you had, these ladies would love to hear your story.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been friends since they were teenagers. And, you know, I can't count on these two fingers the friends that I still have when I was a teenager.
I have. Two. Yeah, I have
well,
two friends.
I got maybe one or two.
Maybe, but, you know, happy.
But yeah. That's just all a part of life. You mm-hmm. grow up and you grow apart. Mm-hmm. You go your own ways. But these two ladies have stuck together.
That's nice.
And they recently told themselves, you know, we have a story to tell and we want to tell it. So mm-hmm. if you got any good experiences with a rock concert or a famous 80s, you know, rock musician you met, please contact these ladies on Rock the Life podcast. It's Amy and Tatia. You'll be talking to Amy is who you'll mm-hmm. be talking to, but they would love to hear from you, and they love having people, you know, on their podcast.
Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn was Megan and I's breakup song every time we broke up.
Was that not every teenage girl's breakup song in the 80s?
No, it was just Megan and I's.
Just you and Megan.
See, and you bought me this at the last N3 concert.
Yes, I did.
Where's the camera? Every rose has a thorn.
So when Brett Michaels and the boys wrote that song,
mm-hmm.
they wrote it just for you and Megan.
Because we broke up with a lot of boys.
Well, it sounds to me like y'all were the problem.
No, it was the boys.
Well, it's always the boys, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Always the boys.
Always the boys.
Never the girls. Never the girls. Okay, we went to M3 this year.
We did.
Yeah, well, this is the third.
And we sat in the VIP section.
Well, we saw it in the rock star section, which is,
I don't know what that was. It just got
basically
closer to the stage.
Basically, you got a little bit closer. You got a T-shirt, a poster. And that's pretty much it.
And this was the first year that you went live and said, hey, I have T-shirts if you follow me.
I did.
And this is the funny thing. This is hilarious. This guy sat next to him and was staring at him. And Jeremy looks at me and goes, why is this guy staring at me? And I said, I think he's a fan.
And got hit up on Instagram that said, hey, I really like your T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the hoodie you're
wearing.
I took
a picture of you. They were behind us, and they messaged us.
And they messaged us, mm-hmm. and he came down. And for like 3 or 4 months earlier, I mean, she got me a Cricut machine for Christmas that year. So I got some T-shirts, and, you know, it takes a long time to make them T-shirts. So I had made T-shirts in different ways and all. And mm-hmm. I had rolled them up with some vinyl stickers that I had made, and I took a whole book bag full of them, and I was handing them out just, you know, at that time trying to get, you know, promotion for, you know, people to follow me on Instagram. But he met him and took a picture with him, and
mm-hmm.
he took the T-shirt, and he was a pretty happy guy.
I think that was the first time you had, like, fan experience.
That was the first time, yeah. But you walk around out there and say, hey, would you like a sticker? Or, hey, no. Would you like a, people are like, no. But I mean, that's fine. That's people don't know who I am. You know, that's all part of the, it's all part of the game. But that night we got there, we got to go to the lodge.
Yes.
And we hung out. That was part of the VIP experience.
Yep.
And I actually saw Chris Caffrey from Sabotage, and he's always been one of my favorite guitarists. And I was standing around at the door there, you know, just walking around. And all of a sudden, he came in and, you know, just nice guy, took his picture with me, signed the shirt. And we saw Tommy London was there from Hair Nation. Hair Nation. And Aldo Nova was actually walking around there because we're all staying at this place. And he was, I think he had a problem with
the hotel
because he was not a happy guy. And
don't know what happened. I tried to eavesdrop, but I couldn't hear.
We didn't really get to talk to him. And a couple of guys from his band, you know, we saw. And of course, you know, going to M3 and seeing the bands. If you never gone to M3 before, guys, M3 is a lot of fun.
We'd like to go this year, but
we will wait for them to announce who's going to be there. You know, and it's always fun. It's they put some of these tribute bands in there, but the tribute bands are pretty good. They're just like the opening acts.
Mm-hmm.
But saw Cold Sweat play. Cold Sweat's one of my favorite bands. I've told this on my podcast a million times. I saw Cold Sweat back in the 11th grade at the Flaming Mug in Fayetteville, North Carolina. They opened for Sabotage and, you know, met Roy Cathy for the first time. Flaming Mug has a Facebook page.
Yeah, all the people that used to go see them. I'm gonna message them and see what happened to that wall.
And have learned, you know, from talking to people that, you know, the Mug was actually a major hub for bands from the 80s. That was a main stop for them. And the twin was the Switch and Raleigh. That was a main stop,
can
too.
Can you imagine?
I know, right?
Seeing these people before they became big.
But, I mean, if you go look at their Facebook page, I mean, there was, you know, Blue Murder played there. Badlands played there. Doc and Rat. It's amazing. Bang Tango. It's amazing to me how many bands played at this little bitty hole in the wall.
Crazy.
But, you know, met Roy Cathy, and I've become friends with Roy Cathy. He lives that about 30 minutes down the road from us in Fayetteville. And, you know, I recently saw that he had posted that he may get to be one of the singers for Trans-Siberian Orchestra next year.
That would be awesome.
And I've always wanted to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra because basically everyone knows that Trans-Siberian Orchestra is a lot of the members from Sabotage. And you can tell by their music style and the guitar playing, you know, Chris Caffrey and all that's what you hear. You hear a lot of Sabotage in him. But M3 guys is always a lot of fun. You know, you get to see a lot of, you know, bands rotate off and on over the years at that place. But you do get to see a lot of cool bands. May not be but one original member, but they go out there and play exactly what you want to hear.
They walk around.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like scoping people out and trying to, you know, get their autograph or get a picture with them.
I usually have to go up to them first. They usually come up to me first.
Wow. But anyway, getting back to my topic. They do mingle around in the crowd. Because a lot of people that come to that is people they know,
are
relatives, family members. You know, it's a lot of people they know, and they go right out in the crowd. Or some of them actually sit in seats.
Yeah, and remember one group got removed from seats. These are our seats.
Yeah, they were sitting right behind where Steve Blaze and them were sitting. They didn't ask Steve to leave, but they asked the people behind, well, those are our seats. I can't remember what band it was.
No, they asked Steve Blaze to move.
Oh, was it Steve Blaze? Yes. Didn't move? Okay, all right. So Lillian Axe was asked to move. Of course, nobody knew it was who it was.
You're sitting in our seats. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's see.
Crazy.
And is this the second page there, boo-boo?
No,
baby. No, we're still in the first page. Okay, and a first for me, a couple of weeks ago, I got a message from a person that follows me on Instagram, and they're from down under. They're from Australia.
Wow.
And the nice lady asked me, would I do a video birthday welcome? A video message for her mate's birthday.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, you get Well, you get a lot of spam stuff on Instagram. You know, there's always somebody, you don't know if it's true or not. So I read over it a couple of times, and I sent messenger back. I said, sure, I'd be very glad, because he's a big fan of the Hair Metal Rules podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay. So Christmas Eve, there's another page. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve morning, I made a short video and sent to her, and they put it in a video montage for his birthday. It was his 50th birthday. And his name is Steve Horton. Steve Horton on Instagram. If you're watching this, buddy, you know, thank you so much for asking me to do something like that and listen to the podcast.
So cool.
I appreciate it. I mean, you know, you made me out to be, you know, somebody famous. Dude, I'm just a guy sitting here doing something that I love doing and talking about stuff, music I love, but I'm very flattered, and I do appreciate you supporting me and listening to the podcast. I knew I had some podcast listeners in Australia, because on my RSS feed, the number one country is always Australia. Melbourne, Australia.
I think that's awesome.
I know, right?
I would love to go to Australia.
I know, mate.
That'd be cool.
But Melbourne, Australia is where the when I would post a new podcast on Spotify iTunes. Sorry. I have created a YouTube channel. It's Hair Metal Rules Podcast. Mm-hmm. Hair_metal_rules_podcast on YouTube. Please follow the channel if you don't mind. It's got the video versions of the podcast, and I'm trying to go back and put some of the older podcasts that were posted that I do have the videos for. They don't look quite like what's recently been posted, but it's still a video version. It's always nice to see, you know, the person you're talking to instead of sitting there listening to something. And
I think so. People want to see what they look like now.
But a lot of people, they ask you straight up, is it a video or audio? A lot of them don't want to do video, which, you know, that I understand that completely.
Yeah, because we still look like we look when we were 20.
Yeah, this is what, you know, I wish. And I do have a TikTok account. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's just at hair_metal_rules, if you mind following me on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I can't end the podcast without saying the best thank you to a man named Tom Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Tracy befriended me on Instagram, and Tom Tracy is a hell of a musician, guitar player. He makes some great music. He has music on Spotify, music on YouTube, not YouTube. I don't think he's on YouTube yet, but Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah.
But he was gracious enough to make the Hair Metal Rules podcast theme you hear before every podcast.
Love it.
And he just wanted to do it because he's a nice fella. And Tom, I humbly thank you. Miss Erica May thanks you.
I do.
For taking the time to do that for me. And, you know, it'll always be the beginning of every show as long as I continue to do it.
Unless, you know, Max, our grandson, he did his own Jeremy's podcast.
Yeah, but I can't get him. I can't get him so pinned down long enough to record him doing it. But
still,
he won't take the Hair Metal Rules podcast place.
No, we will never do that. Tom has got our heart.
But guys, it's been a great year, considering it's only been
a year.
March.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to say March? March 15th?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? 3/4 of a year, mm-hmm. and I put 33 podcasts out, mm-hmm. and trust me, a lot of the podcasts I put out in the very beginning, I honestly wouldn't want to listen to them myself.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you did it.
Sure.
Because I pushed him to do it. He hemmed and he hawed, and I said, look, if you're going to do it, do it. You know, you enjoy it. You enjoy these people. You know, you've gotten their addresses. You know, you got their autographs. Now do the next step. And he did it. And here we are now.
And it's gotten better, I think. And mm-hmm. each time I post one, I try to do something a little bit better on it. I'm not very good at the, you know, the intros and all this kind of stuff with like a lot of stuff you see on Instagram and TikTok, but I'm learning.
You're learning.
You know, got to take baby steps. But yeah. This podcast is just all about my passion for 80s hair metal, the Sunset Strip. You know, these guys went through so much, and slept in cars, slept on floors, you know, didn't eat. You know, had to eat pizza or whatever for 2 or 3 days and a cold or whatever, but they did it because they loved doing it. They didn't do it for the money. They did it, you know, because they were passionate about the music and what they loved doing. They believed in what they were doing. This is Mr. Charlie.
This is our 20-pound cat.
Yeah, this is Mr. Charlie.
So you can say hi to him.
He's running around in here. But, I do it because I enjoy doing it, and I thank you all for following me. You know,
yes,
more to come in 2025. Got more interviews and still working on more stuff. But you guys have a safe New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Have fun. You know, hold on to memories. Pop a tape in the cassette player or CD player or
hug your loved ones.
Hug your loved ones. Play a song on iTunes that makes you remember your youth, your teenage years.
Yes.
You know, that's what this music is all about. Not just this music, but any music that relates to you. That's what the music is all about.
You know what? Write a song. Write a song tonight. If you make music, write a song that makes you remember the old days.
There you go.
Write a song.
Sounds good.
And let us know about it.
But guys, we love you, and we thank you for following us. Well, us. What's us?
You.
She's just as much a part of it as I am. But thank you for following the podcast and all that we do. And I'm going to try to maybe steal a playbook from Mark Striegel's, you know, reels, and maybe post some album every couple of days that I really like that I have on vinyl back here and talk about a little bit.
Will you invite me again?
Sure. Would you like to come back on the show?
Let me know if you like me on here.
Yeah, if you like Erica, you're probably going to like her better than you like me.
No, you don't.
It's always fun doing this. Like I say, thank you. Happy New Year. Hope you had a Merry Christmas,
yes,
too. God bless you and your family, and we wish you nothing but the best in 2025, and, you know, keep the music alive, and be careful.
Yes.
Take care.
And you know what I say? Keep on rocking.
Keep on rocking. We're out. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.